Welcome to Health Chat with Kat, where the focus is Health Chat.
Welcome to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat, brought to you by Tough Talk Radio Network, live from the Virtual Tone Studio. Now here are your hosts, Dr. Higgy and Kat.
Welcome to Health Chat. Thank you for joining us today. We're live here in Houston, Texas. So thank you for all the listeners that are in the Houston area, but also the listeners we have all over the country and particularly all over the world. This is Internet Talk Radio, and we're trying to provide a program that will enhance people's lives and give you information on health issues and help you live a better quality of life. So that's the goal of our program. And I'm Kat. I am a owner of a chiropractic clinic here in the Houston area. The name of the clinic is Total Health Care Management. And so we do physical rehab. We also have work hardening, work conditioning, and chronic pain management for people who've been injured on the job. So we do a comprehensive program for people who are seriously injured and who need a means of getting back to work. And perhaps that means trying to get them trained to work at a job doing something else, perhaps. So we'll talk about that a little later in the show. But I want to start the show with a question. And I'm going to do this every week because I think this will be a way of our listening audience to participate in our program. So this is Valentine's week, and Valentine's Day is next week on the 14th, but it'll be before our next program. So this is also Heart Health Awareness Month. So we're going to talk about the heart in very many aspects of how our heart interacts with the rest of our life. But my question that I want people to answer today is, how many couples are going to get engaged on Valentine's Day in America, just here in the United States? And the first person who answers that question correctly will get a prize. We're giving either a prepared meal from A Healthier Me, and we'll have it delivered to you, or we'll send you a gift certificate from Whole Foods. So you can tweet the answer to either my Twitter account, which is at KathleenC541, or you can email me at KathleenC541@yahoo.com. So either one of those methods, the first person who answers that question correctly will get a prize. So I'll be interested to see how that goes and see how many responses I get. And it doesn't matter if you're responding to the live show or if you listen to the archive and answer through the archive, you know, through a program that you're listening on, you know, that's been pre-recorded. Just send me the tweet or the email, and so I can get some responses to get some interaction. So in the news this week, I wanted to talk about this. This is kind of the trending news story for this week, and that's about the Southern diet. And there's a study done by the American Stroke Association. So it's saying that if you eat more than six meals per week that are deep fried or are full of sugar, like sugary drinks, that you have a 41% higher risk of stroke. So the southern part of it, really the southeastern part of this country, is considered the stroke belt, the nation's stroke belt. And that's because there's a higher incidence of stroke in that region of the country than the rest of the country. So fried foods like french fries, hamburgers, of course, processed meats like hot dogs, bacon, ham, and sugary drinks like sodas and sweet teas, and even juices have a lot of sugar in them. So I wanted to just, you know, bring that to the attention of people who haven't heard this story, because it is trending on the newscast and on some of the websites that I've been reading. And according to this study, blacks are even at a greater risk than whites in that same region. I'm not sure if it's because black families probably eat more of those types of foods than even white families in the southern region, but we're at an even greater risk in the black community than in the white community. So that was just some interesting information that I wanted to pass on. And something that was interesting about this also was on one of the Internet feeds, Diet Coke has gotten into the, into the Heart Health Awareness Month by changing the graphics on their cans. So Diet Coke is now putting a heart on their can, and if you purchase, this is on Diet Coke, which, you know, they have a sugar substitute in Diet Coke that may be even, you know, less healthy than just regular sugar. So you have to be very careful about, you know, Diet Coke, diet foods in general. But these, if you purchase these cans that have a heart on them, it'll trigger a donation to a heart health program. So I thought that was very interesting in that, you know, these soda companies are actually trying to get in on the health trend of America, but they're actually creating part of the problem. So that's an interesting dynamic that seems kind of strange to me, but they're trying to get in on this. So anyway, I wanted to also talk about the things that are going on in our clinic this month. We host workshops that they're for the general public. They're free, and we cover different topics. And on February 22nd, we're going to host a speaker. His name is Mr. Burris, and he is the owner of Terra Turf Trees. It's a sustainable agricultural consulting business. And so he's going to talk about GMOs. So this is a really interesting topic that a lot of people, some people aren't aware of it. Other people kind of know something about it. But he's going to talk in depth about the dangers that GMOs are presenting to our agricultural, our produce and everything we eat. And how that's affecting us now and how it can potentially affect us in the future. So that workshop is going to be at our clinic at Total Healthcare Management, which is 9219 Katy Freeway. That's Suite 298, and that's Houston 77024. So we're right in the corridor of I-10 at the Blaylock exit. So for anybody in the Houston area who wants to come, that's February 22nd from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, so it's a Friday evening. And we're going to talk about GMOs, and then Dr. Higgy is going to come in and talk about supplements, because the GMOs that are now infiltrating our diet, even if they aren't GMOs, if they're organic or sustainable produce, they still are being grown in dirt that is minerally depleted, because the farmers aren't enriching the soils the way they used to. And so even if you are eating a great diet, we still feel like you need to supplement. There's certain supplements that you need to introduce into your diet so that you can maintain a healthy body and a healthy life. So that's going to be Mr. Burris at Total Healthcare Management, and Dr. Higgy are going to talk about GMOs and about supplementing your diet. So we hope that you come out and partake in this wonderful information workshop. And so we're looking forward to hosting that. So moving on, our guest today is Queen Afi. She is actually out of the Detroit, Michigan area, and she is one of the founders of Universal Temple of Peace and Love, and I'm really looking forward to speaking with her today. But I want to give you a little bit of background about Priyanasi. She's a certified Kinetic yoga instructor. She also is a practicing ritualist. She creates personal and group rituals, conducting spiritual and intuitive readings. She also produces a line of natural body care products. Let's see. She's you can follow her under the Religion and Spiritual page of the Detroit Spirituality Examiner. She holds a Master's of Education in Instructional Technology, and she's also the Senior Consultant for RA, which is Ready, Able, and Willing to Work, Incorporated, which is part of what we do with our patients, actually. So I'd like to find out more about her program. But this effort helps to identify and develop work opportunities in her community, for participants who will provide services to small businesses, seniors, and young families. So, without further ado, Queen Afi, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Greetings, Kat. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful today, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know more about your work. So tell us a little bit about your background. We were talking a little bit before the program, but how did you end up finding yourself in the position you're in right now? How did that come about?
First of all, I want to thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm listening to your opening, and the things that are being discussed are so relevant in this time for our survival. And basically, I came into the area of spirituality, regardless to how I apply it. There's the spiritual base is always the most important thing to me in everything that I do. And that has been ongoing since childhood. And handed down to me through my ancestors that I have always been aware of spirit, and it has never been anything strange to me. I've always been, very comfortable with it. But of course, coming through this life and this birth. And a lot of the distractions that are going on, a lot of times we lose our way. But as a teenager, I was reminded that the most important part of who I was, I couldn't see in the mirror. I couldn't dress with expensive clothes. But it was the most important part of who I was, and that was my spirit. And that really started my journey in not just reading about spirit or, researching it, but actually walking a path of increasing and cultivating my spiritual self. And so that is basically through everything that I do, whether it's developing a course or facilitating a course or a workshop, I always look and understand that it's sparking that energy that's in the room, that's between the people, that's between the audience and you, sparking that energy of love and of openness that is really what facilitates learning and is really the most important thing that I can do. And so that's what I look at, is that how to increase that spiritual energy that's between people, so that we can all continue to grow in spirit and understand the importance of spirit. That's the greatest thing that we've been robbed of in this society, is the understanding that spirit is more important than the material.
And I think if more people understood that a little better, there'd be a better handle on a lot of people's clinical depression. Because if they could understand that part about their being, I think they wouldn't feel so overwhelmed with the physical and environmental part of their life, and they would be able to grasp the spiritual part to help them through certain aspects of their life.
Yes, and I really, because after having three children in 3 years, I went through a depression myself, a postpartum depression, and I really credit my understanding and spirit of really being able to pull me out of that situation and to keep that situation balanced so that I could make it through. And until I had that awakening, that pulling away of the cloud so that I could see better and maneuver my way through, you know, all the situations that had overcome me, I really credit my understanding of spirit with helping me through that. And so it's important, and it's down to how we breathe. And this is my big thing with traditional medicine. It's down to the fineness of how we breathe. We can facilitate the healing abilities within our bodies. And it's something that is totally ignored. You know, the same thing, you know, with a lot of the diseases, there are natural cures right now that they know about. But because they're not able to make money off of it, they leave it by the wayside and allow people to suffer and pretend that they're looking for some cure when, and I guess my main message is, we as human beings need to be more proactive about our own health. We need to be more involved in our lives and in our health and how we are able to conduct ourselves as far as our relationships with other people, our relationship with ourselves, our ability to love ourselves and to act from a place of love. We have to be more active, more proactive in that. And that preventionist way.
Let me interrupt you for just a minute. We need to take a commercial break, and then we'll pick that up at our next segment. But stay with us. We'll be right back.
Elaine B. Greaves is a number one best-selling author of the book Unbreakable Spirit, Rising Above the Impossible, which she co-authored with New York Times best-selling author, TV personality, and breakthrough speaker Lisa Nichols. The book is a living testament to the unbreakable, unshakable power of the human spirit. As a speaker and leadership expert, Elaine speaks on success and leadership principles and coaches professionals and business owners on how to develop effective leadership skills, overcome self-imposed roadblocks, and take decisive actions that produce success in the areas that matter most. Let Elaine help show you the steps that you can take to set goals, ways to put your life on track so you can be the person God intended you to be. Whether you're looking for a keynote speaker, a speaker for an hour, or to convene a workshop or seminar for a half day or a full day, her message will inspire, captivate, and motivate your audience to decisive action. To find out more or to book Elaine, go to www.elainebgreaves.com.
Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow? Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Thanks for staying with us. We're talking with Queen Afi. She's out of the Detroit, Michigan area, and she's connected to the Universal Temple of Peace and Love. And so can you talk a little bit about your organization and, where you all meet and the things that your organization is doing?
The temple was established, the Universal Temple of Peace and Love was established in 2009 with myself and the Reverend Dr. Bruce Landers, also known as Grand in the martial arts world as Grandmaster Spaoli Sekou Bomani. We got together. He is a community, long-time community activist, not only in Detroit, but in the martial arts arena around the country, and also in the energetic healing and energetic wellness arena in different schools in Canada and in Florida. He also specializes in Olympic style martial arts training. So the temple came together on two formats. First of all, to encourage the congregation, the coming together of people of who believed in spirituality, who didn't want to be tied down to any denomination or any religion, but wanted to be free to express peace and love and and to express their relationship with spirit. And so we set up what we call Sunday meetings, study groups, and the temple is located at my home in Detroit. And so we have regular Sunday meetings here, and they're more of a study in comedic spiritual teachings, in Buddhist teaching. We have on Tuesdays and really any time during the day or afternoon, you can pretty much come over here, and we have a group that chants Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, and they have different activities on one level. And I also say, my daughter is Muslim, and so, if you're missing the temple for Salat, you can swing by and have a go with her. And my mother sits in the front room, and she's Baptist. And so if you want to talk about the Bible, she's been on a campaign of studying the Bible, reading the Bible again from cover to cover. So she, she loves to discuss it. So pretty much... we are a non-denominational spiritual temple.
Yeah, you've got a lot of aspects of religion, religious areas covered right in your own home there.
Well, the point of it is that in a city that is pretty much under attack, it's important to have havens of positive energy and of positive interaction amongst people for other people to see and to remember in the community what we are really about. And this is not anything that's new. I recently found some old records from my grandparents when they moved into a community when the Black Bottom opened up and African people were allowed to purchase homes around Detroit. And when a lot of people started settling in a particular community, they kept records of the community gatherings that they had and how they were pulling their monies together to help people keep their homes in repair, and how they were even sending money to other circles in other cities around the country. So it's not anything new. But it's our attempt of keeping that spark of life and of understanding of who we are as a community alive by, having a place like this within the community that people can show respect and people know they can come and be respected.
Right. That's wonderful. I know Detroit, or Michigan in general, but specifically Detroit is almost like ground zero for the depression that our country just went through. So to have a place like that where people can come and interact on a spiritual level and just have some community and camaraderie amongst the people in that community, that's a great thing to have.
Yes. So our major project right now is a community building fundraising project. And the products that we produce here in Detroit, the the line of natural body care products and the ritual works, the ritual jewelry and staff and other tools, these products we produce and we exchange for donation. So, and they are all available through our website, which if I can give it out, it's www.utopal.org. And that's the abbreviation for Universal Temple of Peace and Love. Again, www.utopal.org. And all of our products, there's photographs of all of the jewelry, the different types of jewelry that we produce, the different shea butter products. I have a new size of shea butter cream, a 1 ounce size that we're asking for a donation of $5. And we've also created a lip balm since it is, you know, it kind of got cold a little later. And I had a rush of people asking, you know, can you make something? So we put together a lip balm for the winter, and it is a healer, a moisturizer, and a protector all in one. So we are trying to expand our offerings to the community. All of our natural body care products, the shea butter is a natural shea butter. We use organic and pure grade oils. No fillers, no preservatives, no fragrances. The essential oils that we use are pure grade or organic. And we blend them according to how the scent will react with the chakras. And so some of the products are for the sacral chakra. Some of the products are for the heart chakra, some for the third eye. And it's listed there on the website.
Okay, and you also have the essential oils, bath oils, you mentioned the jewelry, and also gemstones.
Yes, I have several outlets around the country, and we look for, and we have buyers that buy at the different gemstones shows. And so, you know, so we can ask for certain pieces. I also do some shopping in Arizona and Sedona. And so we get a variety of gemstones. We cleanse them. We energize the stones individually. We produce the jewelry either by request or just by spirit, you know, moving us to combine certain things. Then we energize and we oil the jewelry. We have a, and you can see on the website, we have a black tourmaline pillar, and we hang the jewelry on the black tourmaline to kind of balance out that energy before it's, you know, wrapped up for and photographed and everything for sale. So we go through a process because this is, because like I said, everything that we produce it to interact with the energetic body.
Okay.
So,
well, everyone, please get on the web on the website. It's utopal.org. And,
right.
See what they have to offer. This is wonderful, and also to support this organization, who's doing such a phenomenal job in their community. It would be nice just to support them. So please get on the website and take a look at that. So we're going to take a little bit early break this time so that we can come back and talk more about love. So,
okay.
Mr. Whitterson, we'll be right back.
Would you like a way to grow your business without breaking your budget? Main Street Chamber is an organization of business professionals whose goal it is to further the interest of its members, to grow and to prosper. The single most important influence in this process of development among community business is in the connection. As a preferred business networking organization, we are focused on creating opportunities to connect with other entrepreneurs and to make important business contacts at local, state, and national levels. Main Street Chamber offers free lifetime membership, free admission to all events, free advertising for your business, and so much more. To find out more or to become a member, go to mainstreetchamber.org. How can we help your business grow?
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat. This program explores the health and wellness industry. They will bring informative and lively discussions with specialists from all aspects of health. From traditional to alternative medicine, they look to discover all options available to manage and maintain better physical, mental, spiritual, financial, and family health. These are all areas that touch each and every one of us, and they play a crucial role in shaping our overall health and determine our quality of life on our quest to achieve optimal health and wellness. Tune in to Health Chat with Dr. Higgy and Kat on Fridays at noon on the Tough Talk Radio Network. You can find out more at toughtalkradionetwork.com.
So at the beginning of the show, I threw out a question about how many couples are going to be engaged on Valentine's Day, which is coming up in the next couple of days. And I wanted to give just some background about at least Twitter's background on how the holiday, Valentine's Day, started. So the most popular, what they call martyrology, because there's different myths of that surround this. But there was a priest named Valentinus, and the Roman Empire felt like soldiers would be better off if they were not married. But he was secretly marrying these soldiers, and which was forbidden by the Roman Empire. So he was in prison, and so while he was in prison, he healed the daughter of one of his jailers. And so he wrote a letter that said, from your Valentine, as a farewell to her before he was executed. So anyway, that's the background, one of the myths of the background of, or the legends, I should say, of St. Valentine's Day. And so I was reading about love and how actually love can improve your health if you find the right partner. So there are some stats saying that if you're married to the right person and you have a happy collaborating partnership, that you'll suffer from less depression and you'll live significantly longer than someone who's single, divorced, or widowed. But the key is to find the right partner, because if you find love and it's bad love, it can create a lot of other havoc in your life also. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit about love, since that's part of what your organization, your temple, that's what they focus on. So you wanted to talk a little bit about self-love, right, Queen Afi? So talk to us a little bit about self-love.
Well, you know, it's nice to be in love with someone else, but it's nicer to be in love with yourself first. That's one of the things. It's not really a tenet of the church, but of the temple. But it's one of the things that we express is that you show self-love by your actions, by how you expend your energy, how you expend your resources, what types of things you provide for yourself, what priority you put on yourself. and not just, like I said, on your physical self, but also on your spiritual self. And so this is how we show love, and we become love, and then we attract love. And so that's how we know that we're attracting the right thing, because we are the right thing, and that's what's going to come to us. But all of it is relegated, though, on us being in right order and being in balance. And then that moves with other understandings about our divine protection, so that we lose that fear and we're able to step forward and, like the Dalai Lama says, dance as if no one is looking. A part of showing self-love is, like I said, how you focus your energy, how you focus your resources. And we stress to our clients, put your energy and your resources into what supports you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so we put a lot of energy and a lot of resources into things that not only don't support us, but are also detrimental to us. And this is something that, you know, when we ended up before, I said, you know, prevention is the key. Well, prevention takes work, and putting forth that work is showing love for self, because we want the best for ourselves so that we can be the best, so that we can attract the best. So that's why, you know, we put our it's not just on love of self or being selfish, but I tell people you're being self-full, and
okay.
That's the difference, you know. Right, you're not being selfish, you're being self-full, so that you can be a whole person, a whole being, and you can interact with other people in the world around you as a whole being, and you can get the response, and you can get the you can manifest the changes that you need to manifest for your success when you are a whole person, when you are full, when you are self-full. You're able to do that. So it's important for us to get to that place, and it takes work, it takes time. You didn't get to where you are in 6 months, so don't expect to see that change in 6 months. You know, there's a way to do things that are gentle to yourself. You know, you mentioned early on about the heart disease risk from eating fatty foods, and a lot of it is from eating meat, and people don't want to hear it, but we don't need to eat meat. But it's not about, you know, tomorrow everybody's got to stop eating meat and become a vegetarian, but it's about being conscious of what you're putting in your mouth, what that is doing to your body, making a decision of whether or not, how much you value your health, how much you value your body, and whether or not it's more important than your taste sensations that go on a little rampage every now and then, whether or not your health and your the value that you put on your health is more important than that you can hold on. And just cut one thing out 1 month. Just stop eating one bad product, whether it's chips, whether it's soda, whether it's bacon. You know, you want to be brave, stop eating bacon for 1 month, for 30 days.
One of the things that we encourage our patients to do is at least once a year to do a cleanse and actually take, you know, stop eating everything and then introduce foods gradually back into your diet and then you can see, possibly see, you know, what food allergies you might have, or what reactions that you have to dairy, or, you know, to other types of foods.
Yeah.
And also, it gives your body a chance to rest.
You know, and I know what you're saying. If we can just get people to do it once a year, it would make a humongous difference. But people should know that's not something that you should do once a year. That's something that you should do once a month. Your whole regimen in life should be that, you know, at a certain point in the month, you start cutting back on the sugars, all of the sugars one day, then, you know, a couple of days later, you don't eat, cut something else out. And you do that for 2 weeks until you get to the point that you have 1 week that you don't eat anything at all. And you're just cleansing and you're juicing. And then you use the last week of the month to start gradually building yourself back up into a solid diet or a semi-solid diet. And then you start it over again. You take yourself away from something, stay away, then you come back gradually. Then you take yourself away. And you'll find that you'll be able to stop doing stuff for a whole week and be at that level of not doing a lot of stuff for 2 weeks and then go on the fast. And then you're coming back to that level of not doing a lot of bad stuff. You know, we have to be creative with it, and, you know, because everybody is an individual, but we need to be conscious that this is what prevention is about. And, yes, it takes time, and, yes, it takes energy, and, yes, it's cheaper and it's quicker. Well, not cheaper, but it's quicker to toss a pill in the mouth. But we have to grow up and use our adult energy to understand that these pills are not curing us. They're only masking the symptoms.
Right. You know, pharmaceutical drugs have their place. If your health is tilted, you know, drastically in the wrong direction, you do have to have some intervention with pharmaceutical medications to get you back on track. But what we want people to realize is that for chronic illnesses, for diabetes, high cholesterol, heart disease, high blood pressure, these are things that can be reversed. They can be reversed by diet and exercise and by taking medications, you know, on a long-term basis where you can do some things that can prevent and even turn around those chronic diseases. That's really the biggest platform we have with our clients, is that they do have control of those issues. They just don't know it.
Yeah.
Doctors aren't discussing this with them, and they're, you know, surprised, first of all, or they feel like, you know, this is a hereditary thing. My parents had these illnesses, and I'm expected to have them also.
Yeah. And then people get into that there's a typical catch-22 that I've run into here. You know, people are overweight, and so it's hard for them to start exercising. And so then they don't exercise, and then they pick up more weight, and it's kind of a catch-22. So then they want to know, okay, so now I'm going to get up, and I'm going to start exercising, I'm going to do something. But then, ooh, I hurt my knees because I'm out of shape. And so, okay, well, now I really can't exercise, and I sit down. So my thing is, no, don't sit down. Let's take some supplements, and let's get that knee in place so you take whatever you need to take. Get that knee in place so that you can start to move, so that you can lose the weight and take the pressure off the knees, and then you can start to back off of the medication and just use, you know, just use that momentum that you've built up with the exercise and the right eating and the right breathing. You know, there's a lot of good reports that are out, studies that have been done on the breath and the healing, the way that how you breathe impacts your health and the functioning of your body. And like I said, this is all in the realm of prevention, but it's also in the realm of how do you get back to healing. You know, you may have to intercede with medication, but you always want to be full-blown on the path of a natural way of getting yourself back into balance and back into order.
That's absolutely right. That's what we try and teach our patients also, and they go through that same cycle that you were just mentioning. They're out of shape. That's why they hurt themselves in the first place. Now they're injured, and they feel like they're, you know, just incapacitated completely.
Yeah.
Even though your knee may be injured, you still can do upper body exercises and stretching that will help to try and heal that injury and also to get you in position to actually exercise once that injury has healed. So people need to understand that it does become a vicious cycle.
Queen Hafi, our
time is almost up. I do want you to give your website information one more time, and I hope people will go online and support your organization. It's such a worthwhile group that you're working with, and the things that you're doing in your community are so wonderful for the people who live in that community. So if you're ever in the Detroit area, or if you live in the Detroit area, please go by and take advantage of this organization. It's, again, called the Universal Temple of Peace and Love. And Queen Hafi, give us your website address one more time.
All right, yes. The phone number and the address are both on the website. It's www.utopal.org. That's www.utopal.org for Universal Temple of Peace and Love. And I also wanted to mention that I authored a book called The Urban Ritualist, The Guide to Practicing Ritual in an Urban Setting. That's available on the website or available online through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the whole online. And there's also an e-book that's available through OutskirtsPress.com. We also have a variety of courses, private lessons, or group sessions that we offer. And, I just encourage everyone to, show that self-love by being the best, using the best, thinking the best, and associating yourself with the best.
Wonderful, wonderful philosophy. I love that. So thank you so much for joining me today, and I wish you the best for you and your organization. And so peace and love to you, Queen Hafi, and hopefully I'll see you again soon.
Peace and love, Kat, and thank you again so much.
All right, take care. We're going to take a commercial break and stay with us.
Do you have a vision for your personal or professional life? Are you conflicted as you consider important life choices? Has the economy left you in transition, and are you looking to reinvent yourself? Let Elaine B. Greaves help you frame a new vision for your life. As a certified coach, Elaine will work with you to develop a plan of action to realize and master your objectives, to discover your personal power, and help you develop streamlined business priorities. Let her fashion a personal coaching plan to fit your specific needs. Contact Elaine at 216-759-3322 or through her website at elainebgreaves.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Thank you for staying with us. That was a wonderful conversation with Queen Hafi. And again, please go to her website and support her organization, Universal Temple of Peace and Love. I want to talk about Valentine's Day a little bit more since it's coming up and we've been talking about the heart. There are foods that are good for, I guess, aphrodisiacs, you might say. And so I wanted to make sure that people are including these in their purchases this week so that you can share these with your loved ones. I've been married for 36 years, this month actually, so I know a little bit about love and relationships. And these are things that we don't do just for Valentine's Day. We actually treat each other to different things all throughout the year, which has kept our marriage strong over all these years. But some of the things that you, of course, can incorporate this week for Valentine's Day, asparagus is actually an aphrodisiac. I didn't know that. And oysters, I think that's pretty common knowledge. And chocolate, people are aware of that. But the other item that they mentioned was hot chili, because the peppers in there, it increases your blood circulation. And so that is considered to be one of the aphrodisiac foods. So try those in your with the person that your significant other over this Valentine's week, and have some fun with some of those foods. But I now want to talk about the other side of the heart issue, which is heart disease, because this is Heart Health Awareness Month. So some of the things that we do to sabotage our health is really connected to our food choices. And so I've got here 8 steps to prevent heart disease. And so the first one is to control your portion size. And, of course, you know, I think one of the tricks that has been talked about recently is to use smaller plates when you're eating, or to take your meal and split it in half and eat it, eat a half of a portion at a time so that you're not eating quite as much. And, of course, including fruits and vegetables in that diet is the most important part of that, I guess, of what you put on your plate. So eating more fruits and vegetables, it helps your digestive system. It helps to go through your digestive tract a whole lot easier. And all that fiber, the dietary fiber, it has less calories, and it has more vitamins and minerals. So this is what your body actually craves and loves. The other thing, if you're going to eat grains, this is number 3, is to select whole grains. And when I say whole grains, people are thinking that when they see whole wheat on a package, that that's the same thing as whole grains, and it's not. That just means that that product has the wheat that's in it is 100% wheat. But that doesn't mean that it's whole grains. So you must make sure you're paying attention to that distinction. Number 4 is limit unhealthy fats and cholesterol. So, you know, we all know about trans fats by now. I think that's been talked about enough in the media that you want to try and eliminate all trans fats. That's pretty easy, because most packaging now tells you that their items have no trans fat. But also limiting saturated fat, so that you're not getting as much cholesterol in your diet. So that's number 4, is to pay attention to what types of fats. You want to use monounsaturated fats whenever possible, because that is a healthy fat. So incorporating olive oil, canola oil into your diet, and also coconut oil, to a minimal degree, are also good to put into your diet. Let's see. Number 5 is choose low-fat protein sources, so like egg whites instead of the yellow of the egg. You can use egg substitutes. Of course, skinless chicken and skim milk. Those sort of things always help. Number 6 is reduce the sodium in your food. And that's a little tricky, because especially there's sodium and sugar and so many things that you don't even realize, like jellies and ketchup and a lot of products that you may just use for sauces. And dressing, they have so much sodium and sugar in them that are hidden. You really have to pay attention to the labels when you're buying certain things so that you can look at the nutritional value and the content of what it is you're getting. And you have to include that salt and sugar intake into your overall diet. Number seven is create a daily menu and plan ahead. And if you can plan on the weekend what you're going to eat for the entire week, and at least put that plan together so that you're not having to try and make those decisions when you're hungry and you're tired, that really, really does help. And I know a lot of people are, like, you know, shopping on the weekend, so they can actually make that meal plan. My daughter, actually, she has a meal plan that's set up for an entire month. So she goes through and makes the decision what she's going to have for dinner every night for an entire month ahead of a time. So, you know, that kind of organization is phenomenal. And then number eight is allow yourself an occasional treat so that you're not completely depriving yourself of the things that you love and you're not binging on those things. So those are my eight tips for helping to prevent heart disease. I might mention that this is so important because heart disease is the number one killer amongst our population, and there are going to be 600,000 people who will die from heart disease this year in America. So we've got to pay more attention to not just enjoying food, but using food as a tool to prevent health issues and to have a better quality of life. So as you become grown and adult, and you're better understanding that food is a tool and instead of just an enjoyment source, I think that people can change their diets, but they need to know what to do when the doctor says eat healthier. You know, he's not giving you a specific plan of how to do that. So hopefully this will give you a blueprint. And if you come to some of our classes at Total Healthcare Management, we do hold weight loss classes, and it teaches you about grains and fats and sugars and how to read labels, how to read those big names on labels. So please get in touch with us at TotalHealthcareManagement.com, and you can sign up for one of our weight loss classes through Transitions Lifestyle. And, you know, knowledge is power. So the more power you have about how to have a healthy life, the better. Again, I want to mention our workshop on February 22nd. Mr. Burris is going to talk about GMOs, and he's going to kind of make you better understand the dangers that GMOs are presenting to our general population in terms of our overall health now and in the future, because it's actually changing the DNA structure of our produce so that it can better withstand heat and cold and bugs and pesticides. But by changing that DNA link, what is that doing when we eat those products? That's what our discussion is going to be about. So, again, it's February 22nd at Total Healthcare Management. The address is 9219 Katy Freeway, and it's Suite 298. So I hope that you all will come out and join us. I wanted to just mention one more thing about the supplements. Dr. Higgy is going to talk about supplements at this workshop. And so some of our heart-healthy supplements are, of course, fish oils, omega-3s. We need a lot more omega-3s in our diet. So we do offer supplements at Total Healthcare Management that can address heart health issues. But these are some other things that you need to make sure you're including in your supplement. CoQ10, which is an antioxidant, it also focuses on heart health. Make sure that you're getting enough B vitamins. That's B6, B12, and folate. Make sure that you're getting sufficient levels of B vitamins. Also, garlic. Make sure you're cooking with garlic as much as you can, because that's also a heart-healthy, it's an herb or, I'm not sure garlic is just a is an herb or if it's a vegetable. But garlic certainly is good to cook with, and it's a heart-healthy additive to your diet. Also, vitamin E is something that's good for your health, for your heart health. And if you've really gotten some heart issues, you're needing to include Triactive and Lipitrim in your supplements. So we actually have a tool of determining what supplements that you need to take every day. We have a DNA test, and we also do a blood panel workup to look at some of the things